I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible,
liberty, and justice
for all.
All right, this is the October 5th, 2020 virtual public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on a township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Katie, we're going to let you off the hook with the race to declare absent, but we'll call this one a draw.
Okay. Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Kilduff? Absent. Ms. Kleinhans? Absent. Mr. Kochanowski? Absent. Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Mr. Scheich is absent, and Mr. Seme.
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We don't have any meeting minutes. Next meeting, I'm sure. We are pretty caught. Thank you, Denise. No resolutions. We have a capital improvement review. So this is for North Hunterdon High School, 1445 State Route 31, Block 79, Lock 1. North Hunterdon has entered into a power purchase agreement and lease with NHV Solar LLC to install roof-mounted solar panels on portion of the North Hunterdon School roof. I don't know if we have anybody from the public here. Denise or anybody, we have anybody from the public on this? I don't think so. Maybe, Katie, you could just give us a real quick what these capital reviews are. It's another governmental entity, and they present to us, and we just provide comments as it relates to how it fits to the master plan, if I overly simplified it.
Your whole job is really just to review it and provide any recommendations in conjunction with the master plan. So,
I'm sorry. I thought I heard our attorney is also supposed to be present, Teresa Moore. Teresa, are you there on the line?
She's on. I saw her.
Yeah.
I am, but I think it was Katie Raisin who's been asked to speak.
I was just going to put 1 minute, not even, and follow Mr. Seme just to confirm that, in fact, your note, it's not really a development application. It's just for the board's review and recommendation in conjunction with the master plan. So we can listen to the presentation, and if the board has any comments and review or, you know, any recommendations, we can provide them, and Denise can, you know, talk about how the best way to communicate those recommendations or comments and move forward in moving forward. But we can listen to the presentation and see how the board feels going forward, and that's it.
Sounds good. We've done these quite a bit. I just like to always just level set everybody on it. Okay, North team.
And we do have a team here. This is Teresa Moore, the attorney for the school district, speaking. Good evening. We have the business administrator with us, as you know. We also have a team from the company that is going to be, that we've entered into an agreement with to install solar panels on the roof in different places of North Hunterdon High School. The idea is to be able to generate power that's going to cost the school district and ultimately the taxpayers a whole lot less in electricity for the 15-year, over the 15-year length of the power purchase agreement that we have with with NHB Solar. So I think we have on the line Scott Musich and Lyle Rawlings. I'm not sure who else might be here from Advanced Solar, and they are prepared to present and answer any questions.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing? I'll go into just real quickly what we're planning on doing as far as the installation of the system is concerned. We are planning to install a ballasted rooftop system. The size designed at this point is 908 kWEC. It's going to consist of approximately 2,178 450-watt modules. The system is in a five-degree tilt, so it is a very low-profile system. You will not be able to see the system from the ground or the road with the setbacks, which as per code, the system will be installed as per code. The setback is a five-foot minimum away from the side at the edge of the roof. And we are actually going to use a six-foot setback on this one just to because we have space to put the system size that we need. Any roof work or anything that has to be done within conjunction with any roof penetrations or any kind of potential attachments will be done with a certified roofer from the roofing company that's approved by both the district and the roofing and, manufacturer. We will be connecting into the main electric utility room. It'll be a line side tap. So, there will be a shutdown at some point, but it is half a day, at the most, but it's basically a pretty straightforward system. We do a lot of these. We work in a lot of school districts, we've had a lot of success doing so.
I'm sorry, maybe I might have missed it. Is the roof being replaced or roof replaced or no?
The roof is not being replaced.
So how, my experience, and I've got quite a bit on these, is roof problems are the bane of these situations, right? So how old are the different roofs, and are they in good shape that we can put a solar system on them? That's really the pool board, I think.
Right. The roof is about 5 years old, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe, do you have that? It's not too really old.
That's my understanding as well, that the roof is not old. It's 5 years, somewhere in that neighborhood.
So on all the buildings we're looking at, all those roofs are less than 5 years old, we were saying.
Right.
Wow.
Kevin, I do think the school is being over at least the flat roofs. The gym probably may not have been done at the time. And I'll just note that's mechanically attached. Is that like a standing seam roof? I can't remember.
The roof over the gym, I'm sorry, what was the question on that one?
Yeah, that's not a flat roof, it's a dome roof per your report, but is it like a standing seam roof that you use clips to attach this stuff, or?
Yes, that would be an attached, with a S5 clip attachment, and we are going to be doing a mechanically attached system on that section of the roof.
Right. Okay. And what's the rated size of the system, and what's the percentage of the electrical use you think the system might generate for the school?
One second, pull information up.
Just ballpark.
Yeah, this is Lat calling. Scott, you had already mentioned the rated size of the system, right?
Yes, 900 kW.
Yeah. Okay.
900 kilowatts DC.
So will it generate power back to the grid, or it's solely for the use of the high school?
Yeah, how does that compare to the usage?
Yeah, that's what Scott is looking up. I'll ring Scott and see if I can find it first. I'll be right back.
Well, I apologize for it. I thought I had that information right at my fingertips here.
Oh, take your time. You know, it's no big deal. I was just curious more than anything. Is there anything else kind of, there's some trees to be trimmed, which makes sense given the location of some of the panels. Any other parameters that bear mention? It looks pretty simple.
It's a pretty straightforward installation. There isn't any, there's not a ton of tree trimming. It'll just be some topping of some trees. There's not a lot there.
But not topping to such an extent that the trees.
Not extension, no. The school has two services. That has been one question that we are working through with JCP&L. There are two services at the school due to additions that were added on. But I can't recall the exact time when that happened. I think it was when the addition was added on. Was that 7 years? Is that correct?
The new gym.
Gym must be 10, 12 years. I'm not sure.
15, 20, yeah.
Yeah, I know it's in that range somewhere, but I'm struggling as to what else is new.
Oh.
Very little.
Depending. Well, yeah. Exactly. Not that new.
Yeah, stuff like the field house all the way up north, that's not part of this, so.
Exactly.
Really, if you don't have the question, you know, the answer to the overall percentage of the electrical use, not a big deal. We can move on from my perspective.
I would just like to know whether it's generating back to the grid versus just...
The system will not be generating XX back to the grid, and I apologize to my exact number, but the school will be consuming everything that the system produces.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Questions from anyone on the board?
Might have been answered.
What's the timeline? How long will the installation take?
Once we start construction, from mobilization to completion, 3 to 4 months at the most, depending on weather, of course.
Right. Going to start this fall or the coming spring? What's your rough idea?
We were hoping to start this fall, but more than likely we'll be starting in early spring, possibly in the winter again, depending on how the weather works on us. Okay. It's already October, so, we're still working through some structural analysis, and just doing final design work, and then long lead time material will begin to be ordered. And in the industry, this time of the year, the timeline has become longer because everybody's trying to get projects done before close of the year. So, our hope is to start construction in December if we can, but we don't want to rush to it. We want to make sure we work around the school schedule as well. Right. And, you know, a lot of our school schedules as we work with the schools depends on how the schools and the students and, working around those requirements. We depending on what the restrictions are in the school and how the school wants us to work construction site around the students. And I know with, the COVID situation, we still don't quite know what the school district's going to be looking at going forward, if they're going back to full time or not. So we're working through all that with the district.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So it seems pretty straightforward here, right? There's no other questions. Any other comments? Or if not, you know, I guess we, Katie, we, uh, the process is here. We ask Denise to send a letter on this indicating that it complies with the master plan and we don't have any substantive comments or et cetera.
Exactly. You can indicate that the board has reviewed the project and doesn't have any recommendations, and exactly what you mentioned is exactly right.
Right.
I move that Denise write such a letter.
Yeah.
Just one question. Typically, it comes up where the board found it to be not inconsistent with the master plan or consistent with the master plan.
You can do that. I mean, that's more akin to a like an ordinance, review. But if you want to make that finding, like, we can certainly make that as part of the motion, just so that it's 100% clear that we don't find any inconsistencies. In addition to not, setting forth any recommendations, we can also find that it's not inconsistent, if you'd like.
I would believe we should do the not inconsistent language, because our ordinance is a little quiet on flat roof.
That sounds...
That's fine.
Is there a second?
Second, Lazarus.
Thank you, Mr. Lazarus. How about a roll call just for the sake of good order?
Okay, so was that Mr. Glaser that was, we're going to transfer with the motion?
Yep. Mr. Okay. Lazarus second.
Lazarus second. Okay, great. So, Mr. Glaser?
Yes, sorry.
That's okay. Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus? Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Simone?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Great.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good plan.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so we don't have any public hearings. We don't have any communications. We do have some new business, the approval of the vouchers. So I have, Denise has previously sent them out. There was an additional one today, I believe.
Two
today.
Just one.
I thought one was the zoning ordinance amendment, the other one Triennial Village. No? There are two attached. Maybe that was a recall.
Yeah, that was a repeat. So one voucher that was added in the email that I sent so that everyone didn't have to go to the Box account. I put two attachments. The first attachment was vouchers that were in there from last week, and the second attachment was the single voucher that was added.
Yeah.
This was for $65.
Yeah, and I just had a question on that voucher, whether that's really a planning board voucher or a council voucher.
I had already discussed that. Maybe, Mr. Higgins, you would like to address that?
I'm on mute. You're on mute, my friend. There you go.
Okay. That was the one where Rob, redeveloper, requested a look at the redevelopment potential of Tom Yeager's parcel by Fred Davis.
Right.
So we felt, Brian and myself felt it should be charged to the redeveloper.
Oh, so it's being charged back to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he requested. So Tom got involved, and, he didn't insist on escrow and all that stuff, but he came out, took a look, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, then I understand.
I'm happy with that. And Bill, so in the past when I've got in these, whether it's the town council's budget or non-escrow, they manage our budget. They don't hold us, that we went over.
Okay, so we're a little neutral.
Right. I'm kind of agnostic on that. Wherever the council wants us to put it, we'll put it. But,
okay.
I think this is good if it's going to get charged to an app, to Mr. Fernandez.
Agreed.
Yeah, we're hoping that might be a redevelopment opportunity and pending the arrival of suitable sewage.
That area is something nice to be looking at improving, so good.
Yes.
Yeah, those two lots, a major lot with a structure on it and a small one behind it, and it's of interest to Mr. Hernandez. And, you know, the lot across the way the doctor is in, that's been sitting there for so long. We're going to figure out how to make an approach on that to see if he's interested in doing something else.
Good. Well, on that basis, I have reviewed the vouchers, and I'll make a motion to approve if there's a second.
I second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Denise, you're on mute.
Sorry, I hit it twice by mistake. Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Well, I think we have any reports that are worth mentioning?
I'll give one to the ordinance subcommittee, Kevin, just to shock you.
I'm sitting down.
No, John and Denise and I met last week and went through a whole list of items that were sort of floating around in different places like Board of Adjustment annual reports and John Drill and the county land use study and the periodic reexamination. So we just kind of tracked everything we went through. A number of items are being addressed already by council. A lot of the master plan reexamine items will be done, and John and I call it the Route 22 cleanup, but there are several other items being addressed in that. So probably five or six items from the periodic reexamination will be handled. Brian mentioned the last meeting, the council president, that they're addressing the Airbnb rental, pool rental conversation that the BOA raised in 2018. And then there's one more about a technical review committee. And then there's probably 15 or 20 more on the list in various stages of either discussion or just completely on hold. But I'm still going through my notes, so I'll have a better report in the future.
You know, Bill,
what's the Airbnb rental issue?
Yes, John.
Let me explain in just one second. There was an email that came in. I've only had a half hour off today to have dinner. there we go. Bill knows this, most of the history. There was a home bought in Southgate by an LLC. So the suspicion is it becomes a party house. We don't know. But then, quite by accident, at 5:19 p.m., I see on Nextdoor, you know, yada, yada, yada. However, we're in the middle of a pandemic, certain rules. Last Saturday, there was a huge, I mean, huge gathering at one of the houses in my neighborhood.
Oh.
So I just need a half hour to figure out where she lives and if it's close to this house. If it's in Southgate, then, you know, we'll have to probably accelerate an ordinance to control those kinds of gatherings.
Right.
Wow.
Maybe they go away after COVID. Maybe they don't. Who knows?
What's the limit right now per the state? Is it like, what, 50 people? I don't even know.
You know,
it's funny. I know Pennsylvania. I don't know New Jersey. It's ridiculous.
I may be able to tell you because something else came in.
I was just curious. No big deal. Yeah.
No. Every day, Rebecca Schwartz sent us something. Let's see. Oh, that's the bear hunt. I believe it's 50, John. I'm not positive.
Yeah, I thought it was something like that. I know Murphy, you know, changes these things periodically, but you know.
Yeah.
Good.
Kevin, I just would remark, Bill did a very nice job coming up with a format and, you know, kind of a spreadsheet-y kind of thing. So we had something to talk from, and it makes it less likely that at least somebody like me would forget. So nice job, sir.
I'll get you a new draft, John. It's been revised since.
I remember.
Mr. Higgins, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
Anything, I know the election is a month away or so. I know this is more on the county and the board of elections than on you, but, I mean, how's it going with the preparation? Are there still going to be in-person voting? I sent my mail-in ballot in
already. There is. I can answer. I'm a poll worker.
Bill's the master poll worker at the only.
Or Bill. I mean, if Bill knows, I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah, there will be at North Hunterdon, and they've moved it from the administrative building back to the gym to give us a lot more room for social distancing. There'll be at least one table per district, so all 12 districts in the township will be in the one site. But albeit, we don't know the exact plan, but super spread out is the hope. And people can come and drop off their ballots, or they can vote provisionally if they don't drop off their mail-in with us, which is a huge improvement from the primary. A lot of people showed up, couldn't drop off into the provisional, which is a much more arduous process. So this is, it should be an improvement. I do expect traffic that day, so we'll see how it goes.
And I'm sorry, Bill, so they're not using any of the other schools? It's all at North, all 12 districts?
All districts. There's only one single voting site in the township, and that's consistent throughout the county. There's only one in every township.
Mm, okay.
Or town.
Okay.
It just, you know, just as an FYI, if it's of interest, I was on the phone with Mary this morning, and I'll be on the phone tomorrow with Beth at the Board of Elections. I'm a little concerned, you know, as the mayor, in terms of, we have four policemen up there every day.
Right.
So there is a potential, given all the, you know, yahoos involved, lawyers or, you know, there is a potential for some unusual conduct there. And I did ask if there was any training or some document that would ensure that our police knew what the regulations are, what's permittable, right. What is not.
Right.
And, you know, that sort of thing. So Mary said, you know, that's beyond my realm right now. So call Beth in the morning. So I'll have an answer, Bill, for you.
Good. Yeah, I actually talked to Carla last week, asking if we could make sure, because it's school off. I was hoping one or two of the resource officers could be floating around, because as you say, John, we don't know what's going to happen.
That's a good point. You know, I haven't talked to Tom, so I just assumed everybody would be there. I didn't realize the school was off, so I'll check on that when I have this conversation with the Board of Election.
That'd be great.
But it is interesting. The process is that they accumulate the ballots and they validate the ballots, but they don't count them.
Right.
So they're bundled in groups of 100. Mm-hmm. And they have two scanning machines. Mary believes they can scan 60,000 ballots in an eight-hour day.
Great.
So they just feed them in, and the machines kick out all the numbers. And that website where I tossed the material away. I didn't realize everybody got a new voter ID number.
Mm-hmm.
So that site works. It has a lot of information on it. You know, if you want to make sure, I sign stuff at the township, J.J. Higgins, but my voter signature, I think, is John Jay, so I wanted to make sure. And sure enough, everything was okay. And the clerks, since this is a very large job, all the county clerks volunteered, first of all, to get the ballots out. They came in on weekends to, you know, assemble them and seal them and get them in the post. And now they're coming in weeknights, you know, on and off, to help sort out the ballots and get them in good order.
You mean municipal clerks?
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean, okay. So
it's a nice kind of a Hunterdon County thing, you know, where we don't hire people and spend a boku money, but everybody pitches in to solve it. So.
Well, I mean, 60,000 votes in 8 hours, that's the whole county pretty much, right? I mean,
well, yeah.
It is, yeah.
I think she sized it that way. They could begin counting. They will begin counting at the open of the polls on election day.
So that means Mary can release results that night, hopefully, as she normally does, which would be great.
I think you'd have a really good preliminary count, at least.
Yeah, that's great. The only thing we know is provisional, if there's a big showing of provisionals, because you can't know that for several days.
Correct. What do they have, 11 days or some huge
number? Oh, I forget how it works, John. And they've changed all the regulations now, too, so it's...
And the lawsuit by the Republicans and everything else. So.
Right.
But at least it sounds very organized. It sounds like they're right up to date on the receipts, and they'll be ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Just curious, you know, while we're here.
Do you want a quick report from council? Because there are some things that pertain to the planning board. After we approved the Annandale development, we adopted at the September 23rd meeting an ordinance authorizing the conveyance, blah, blah, blah. So that's the preservation easement. Mm-hmm. So that is done. Now they have to perfect the subdivision. I'm not sure if that's done yet. We also have coming up, it will be on the agenda of next Wednesday's council meeting, that rezoning of Route 2278, that corridor, the correction of some old zoning left over from the East Clinton treatment plant days. So it will be introduced, and then, of course, it'll come back to the planning board, Kevin, for the planning board's findings.
Yeah, consistency review.
Yeah. Trying to think if there wasn't too much else. We're not doing too much else these days.
Well, Windy Acres, they put up the bar, didn't they?
You know, it was...
or sort of.
Most of people laugh about this. It was scheduled to go up about 10 days ago, but since there were stamped and sealed drawings, but they didn't have a raised stamp, so they had to go home until our building code official had a genuine raised stamp.
Oh.
So that might be up at this point in time. I believe it is, but I've not heard validation.
I thought I saw a picture online, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I think that was it.
If you saw anything, I was told that there might be something online, so that's good.
I know the Environmental Commission is working on some informational data for that, about all the different flora and fauna and wildlife, et cetera, out there. So that's what they're working on.
Yeah, the schools have been out. They seem pretty excited about bringing the kids out, and particularly, I guess, if we get some tables and things, and they can have a bit of a classroom outdoors in the midst of this epidemic.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Anything else anybody have? If not, I'm looking down to the end of the dais here to see,
I guess I motion to adjourn, or is Mr. Lazarus doing it?
I'll second. Bill made the motion. I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Hey, Kevin, are you at home? Can I call you?
Sure.
All right.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks
everybody.
Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks, bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.